cadets, prepare to hurtle through the cosmos.
My name's Elvira, but you can call me tonight.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. Prepare for
7, 6, 5. Prepare for.
It's Boink Room. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Boink Room.
Yeah, bitch. MySpace.
What are you people? On dope?
Happy, happy. Joy, joy!
Can they see my balls? Yeah, look at that. That's pretty good.
Everybody sit down. Get places.
All right, we are recording now.
Places in 10.
Where are we
sitting?
Okay.
That's a good question.
All systems go!
I go see the audience and the camera.
I have a lot of
problems. Obscene, rude, dirty. We cut out of the camera a little bit.
How do I even get down here?
Yeah, crawl.
Underneath. Is this going to anything? Is this no?
Next, actually, nothing. No. It was given some negative feedback.
Did we get...
And everybody's mind is working. Is everybody's mind working? Just fine.
Yes. Check. Check.
Are we...
Check.
We're depressed and we're not... We're not...
Let me do it once more. Once more. Just for fun. What are you doing? Check. 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 Hi, Internet. Land. Interwebs. Land. Villain.
You know, who's gonna be like the Tim Russert at this pace?
I mean, game off!
I don't even know who that is.
Is that me?
Who is Tim Russert?
He was a moderator of many debates.
Mike Boudin, who is Tim Russert?
Can I just say that that really sucked, whatever we just did?
What, the whole hour?
Coming to Milwaukee?
Hour and a half?
I fully agree
Shut
with
up,
you.
Shut up, we're all here.
Yeah, we chose the wrong
site. My shit works perfect in Montana.
Where's his pizza and cheese? Next, yeah. Beer and sausage.
Is this in 3D? We're streaming live on a 3D Evo. A fucking webcam. I don't even know what the fuck that is. What do you have over there? What is that?
I don't think anything's working.
An
really.
iPhone? Is anything on?
It's
you're
a Motorola Razr
Camera 3 over there.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Down in front.
There you go. Down in front,
it's
please.
The Burger Back Cam.
The Burger Back Cam. That's okay, hey, did you hit record on that camera?
We Everything's
record
going.
On that camera. Is it recording?
I believe so.
Alright. Is it even on still?
There's a
no,
light.
It's on.
Blue light.
That's
lights
you.
Are flashing.
That sounds good. I don't even care anymore. I'm ready to smoke pot and go.
Oh, that
get blown.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Indeed.
Well.
Okay.
Alright, so, well, I guess the start of this is introductions.
On the right, we have from Michigan.
Weighing in 110 pounds.
Soaking wet.
Record of 0 and 104.
Lawyer by trade. Podcrafter by night.
Yeah.
Capital Z and McG from the artist podcast formerly known as...
Stereo Radiation.
Stereo
Still
radiation.
Technically known as Stereo Radiation, I guess that.
Okay. Well, if you don't do a show in 6 months, I'm allowed to say the podcast formerly known as...
We're still paying for the domain. Counts.
Yeah, and I'm Danny.
Knocked your tooth out. How are you? I'm Matt. Red Fox, how are you?
Yeah, I'm alright.
You put this whole thing together.
Yeah, welcome to Spork Roast.
Welcome to Spork Hole Radiation
bugging
you.
What?
Roast.
From Miami, Florida!
From a bar in Miami, Florida, clipping all of our audio levels.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
And film live in front of a studio audience. Studio audience, sound loud.
He just hasn't gotten around to me yet.
I'll get to him after our studio audience. Studio audience.
What?
Yay!
We'll pipe in more studio audience.
We'll fix the popularity.
CGI everybody in.
Oh, yeah, CGI.
Reed. All the way from Minnesota. Reed, what's up?
Made it here.
Nice. Reed, your girlfriend looks fucking pissed. Reed, your girlfriend, come up here for a minute.
No.
I have questions for you and your 36 double Ds. I meant you
and
him.
Is this thing still on?
He's 36.
Okay.
So,
is this thing still on?
Crickets. Can we add crickets there? Post. Okay. Burger from Michigan. What's up, bud?
Hey.
Glad you could come hang out at the lake house with us. You drove Danny to get her tooth
yes.
knocked out.
After
fixed.
I, don't forget I scheduled all the appointments and everything.
Yeah, well, okay, so we get up here and he says rockstar treatment.
Wait,
you guys
wait.
Aren't going to have to spend money on anything.
Drew is the concierge of podcasting.
That's right.
Should I?
Go ahead.
The podcast.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, so the whole point of this thing was to get all the podcasts that are friends together. So here we
right.
are.
Except for Josh from Big Mouth, because he was too busy knocking up his best friend
and,
after
and,
his
and
divorce.
Nice
I'll
nice
put
man.
Him on glass.
Eduardo T's cross there couldn't make it today.
Yeah,
well,
true.
They're Canadians. They were too busy mourning the 25-4 loss of that baseball
oh
game.
God,
they're
yeah.
watching.
They couldn't
holy
get visas. They're still stuck at the border. Right?
Holy shit. That was sad.
Softball game. Women's softball. 24-3.
But they were
five
men. They were men.
Oh, was it the men's?
You wouldn't know
yeah.
by the way they were pitching.
No, the Canadian women won. The Canadian women won.
I wouldn't
was
know
like,
after my third martini.
Was that like our Olympic team versus like their kindergarten team?
That's what it felt like. I was embarrassed for them. And that doesn't happen very often. I don't get embarrassed very much.
Especially not for other people.
Yeah, I know.
Canadians.
They're just going to say, well, it's not hockey, so whatever.
Oh, well, then why are you even playing?
And then we'll say, well, it's not every other sport, so whatever.
Well, they like hurling, too.
So this is the Japanese Anime Club podcast meetup. I want to just thank you all for...
Konnichiwa.
Seeing the sign
okay,
and walking past it like... yeah, right.
Supposedly, Japanese, now it counts. Now we can actually legally be here.
Yeah, no, supposedly if it had been, we would get free airfare.
That's true.
You're still working on that.
Yeah.
I'm going
to well,
start an
podcast
anime podcast once a month.
Do podcast.
Do I get my train fare comp, too?
No, you were coming here anyway
can
for
they,
her, right?
Wait,
Danny
yeah,
gets free
tickets. Hey, Reed, what was the main reason you came here for, Reed? Honestly.
Sex.
Reed, you're a fucking liar.
That's a lie.
Reed's girlfriend and 36 Double D, he said he actually came here for this. Not to see you. Not to hang out with you guys at the bar. He actually was going to come laser tag with us, but I told him, go fuck your girlfriend. Because if you don't, someone else is going to. And I know that. I know that, right, honey? If I don't, someone else is going to. So, here he is. And here we are. And here are the nasty looks that I was playing.
You're not going to be happy until you get kicked out of this joint and beat up, are you?
I'm working on it.
It's no walking.
I'm curious about that. Bra. But anyway, we'll move on from that. Mike, take it away.
Yeah, what's going on?
Where's Eddie?
Yeah. Well, Eddie was a little busy this weekend. He's acquired new prostitutes.
Getting
so,
his dick thrown out.
Why couldn't we have paid the prostitutes to come up with here with him and then...
You never proposed this.
Is that even recording?
You're the one who has to make this stuff happen.
You're the magic man. You're the concierge.
All right.
How was your flight?
Oh, Jesus, man.
Tell
really?
Me... Are your arms?
Tell
first
us
of all,
story of
your
the sound effect for travel stories, right?
First
now.
Of all, are your arms tired, boy?
There was a. I don't know what it is about me and airports and attracting children near me, but like so many.
I think you have the same problem.
And there was actually.
Yeah, I'm actually not supposed to be within 20 feet.
There was actually. How do I say this politically correctly?
You don't.
A retard child.
Okay, yep.
Yelling loudly.
About?
It was 4 o'clock in the morning when I get to the airport. I gotta draw the picture for you. There's nobody there. I'm sitting there by myself, and this person comes and sits at the chair next to me directly, and there's no, every other chair in the airport is empty.
They like the way you smell.
I think it is.
Because I smell you, and
smell
I like... sets me at ease.
So
is that pheromones? Is that Wolverine pheromones?
It's the whole, like, but, like, the noises, the That.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I just want to sleep.
I hear you. I hear you.
I almost did not make it to this.
I know.
I almost did not.
And I like to think that you did because you knew that the repercussions.
I came for sex,
not.
Though, actually, as well.
You too.
Yeah.
Same girl, or?
No.
Oh, okay.
Same doll.
Just kidding. This is, he told you this was a comedy thing, right? This was a roast for you? Now, is it true that you really do not like Drew?
What?
Because he told me that out of all of Reed's friends, you like Drew the least.
Why are
now,
someone
why
picking
is that?
On me?
Talking to the mic.
Because no.
You're one of the only two audience members.
Whoa!
between the two of us, I think I hate Drew more. So.
She's crawling under the table.
That's okay. So Matt, you should have travel stories.
I do want to give props to the dedication of us as drug addicts for my girlfriend getting a tooth pulled here just to get some pills. I thought that was really
thank
awesome.
You for that too.
And yeah, they weren't very good pills, but they, you know, they were pills nonetheless.
They got me pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah, how you feeling?
Good.
You want a little liquor? That mixes good. How's your tooth?
That's burger.
I love being
hear him, but that's
a huge
burger.
Part of this whole thing. It was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stereo radiation, take it away.
So how was your Christmas?
We had a travel story. I think we should get back on that track.
So I ordered my train tickets. I used Amtrak, unfortunately, because Fargo. Because
they're the only train company ever.
Yeah, right. Well, also because Detroit Lakes, Minnesota does not have an airport. Fargo does, which is like 45 minutes away from Detroit Lakes, but they don't fly direct to Milwaukee, so it was like, I'm not going to do a layover in Minneapolis. That's dumb. So,
you mean like everyone else here that had layovers?
Yeah. But it's
we
like
not in Minneapolis.
We flew from Kalamazoo. We changed planes in Dallas.
Yeah,
I flew.
You guys actually layovers are on shoot. But when you could fly direct on like a Cessna, I'm not going to do a layover in Minneapolis. So, I got my Amtrak tickets, and my train left Detroit Lakes at 3:07 a.m. That was the departing time. So my friend and I were like, fuck it. So we go to the bar, close up the bar. Then he drops me off at the train station. Or he's waiting with me.
Was this Jeremy?
Yes, this is Jeremy.
Okay. He's been on our show.
Does he like you at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was going to come here, but
so
it's
that's
their
one
special,
for two. That's all right.
It's their special like camp like staff weekend or whatever. He's skipping that. But Jeremy didn't think this was worth it.
You're not going to be able to come out and play with any more of your podcast friends after this. You realize that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's my plan.
Okay.
This is my exit the podcast.
Like, I really don't like you either. Red Fox.
So, train does not arrive. The train did not arrive until like 7 in the morning, which is like 4 hours late. So, so I had to sit there at the unattended train station with like a bunch of old people. And
did you
just
fall asleep in there?
Well, it was either fall asleep inside or fall asleep outside, and the
wait,
benches
is the one
in
that
there,
I have to watch my towels for?
They just have wooden
yes.
benches, but there's, like, dividers on the benches to keep hobos from sleeping on them, so you can't, like, lay down on the benches.
They put those things like they put for the skateboarders so they can't grind rails, those big spikes in between them, they're like, you can't sleep
pretty,
here.
It's like a wooden board. So
that's
just
mean.
Like, but the benches outside were just completely smooth, so I laid down on those, but then freight trains would go by every 10 minutes and wake me up. Which, I don't
disgusting.
Know.
Disgusting.
Yeah, just loud.
How we treat our people. Just appalling.
So, I was pretty pissed at Amtrak. They make it a phone call from me on Sunday, being like, hey, I didn't spend $174 on this train ticket to be 4 hours late.
I didn't get my $174 train ticket caught by the Japan Animation Club to sleep on a fucking bench.
I don't think we can pay for our own students to come to school.
Yeah, and then they cut off their students' internet. What's that about? We're streaming here live in front of 3G connections, which is garbage here in Milwaukee, by the way.
Yeah.
You wanna beef that? Sprint? Verizon? Not happy with
that. What do you think of your gift, Drew? I got you a little shot glass, a little alligator.
It's a crock. Our life's a crock, yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
I like it.
That's from, is that Dark Mike?
But see,
Sad Mike? Who got him that gift?
Young
which
Mike?
Which personality got him
but
that?
He had it in the CNBC bag, and he knows I'm a Republican, so I was expecting like a Nancy Grace bobblehead or something. You know?
All right.
I would want that.
What's a Republican, Mike?
What's a Republican?
He keeps saying that word. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, what is that? He's a Republican.
He's not naming names.
I think
I said
reason.
So it's like we have bags in our
heads. Geeky guys with glasses are Republicans? Because that's all I see in common.
Black shirt.
No offense. Black shirt. And, yeah.
Okay.
He's not.
Okay.
That's okay when I'm, yes. Actually, I came here. McGee and I, we changed planes in Miami. So I thought this would be funny. So I got an honor student. I gave him $50. I said, go up to that guy over there and just sit there and make seal noises for an hour. And see how that works out. And I think I got my $50 worth. So he was actually an honor student. That's not just a politically correct word for that. I don't know how to say that.
Honor student.
It's Harvard good. Professor.
Yeah, it's good. So that's going to do it for us.
See you next year.
How's your tooth? You have a hole, a gaping hole?
It's clicking when
you... I have no fucking mic, you cockbag!
You're going to have to share.
Well, it's...
You're still taking her home, right?
So easy to share with an attention hog of a fucking fiancé that won't fucking give a mic up or even let go of anything. These guys are fucking being polite and nice and letting you guys talk and have whatever time you want.
That's because they're Republicans.
And you know what? They're generally nice people. They were actually people. They have a soul.
Danny, burger, more pills, please.
Danny, how many times a day does he meet you?
It's the other way around, and it's for good reason.
Huh?
My tooth, yeah.
Do you use your belt or just your hand, your fists?
Yeah. Open palm.
I slapped them.
Does the belt have studs?
In the closet, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, there's no tooth left, dude. There's a hole, so. I didn't get my tooth pulled
easy
here just
access.
For drugs.
And I found the most experienced oral surgeon in the Southeast Wisconsin.
And they happen to take my insurance, which is crazy, because the home valley I live in does not take my insurance.
Drew, did you really vet these guys, or did you just find out who, the highest reviews?
What I did
is it's 4.5 stars out of 17. This guy's good.
Well, it's the stereo radiation scale. It's how many out of 4?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So this is a... But no, what I did is she said I had this insurance. Well, first she said, okay, can you get a tooth pull for $50?
I got some string
in a car. But then she's like, oh, I have
hold
this insurance. Okay,
with that grip, I'll tell you what.
The insurance makes it a little easier. So I looked up her insurance and just set my location, and the first one on the list is what I called.
Well, dude, in my hometown, I can find
a
dentist to pull a tooth for under $50. So, I was assuming...
So just hit your own top and use a
list is too long. I have, pages
of... No, I see. You called the first one. You said, are you good?
I'm the best.
I'm really, really good.
We got you the best.
I'm the best.
The guy that pulled my tooth for $50 in Florida was a 81-year-old black man with one eye.
Yeah,
what
in my town.
The guy pulled?
Yeah, Florida.
And
he has a license.
What happens?
He's board certified from the ADA.
What are you, like gnawing on copper pipe every day?
It's called degenerative tooth decay. You can thank my mother.
Sorry.
That and heavy cocaine use at a young age.
That a girl.
At least I'm truthful. I really think this should have gone a different way, and I don't think this is a good way to do it, but this is a fuck fest, so you can have your mic.
Fuck fest, continue on.
You can use this one, it's right here.
When you're ready. Well, that's Phantom Power.
I believe that it should have gone. Since we have this room till 10 o'clock, I thought that each show was going to do a half an hour bit, have people on from the other shows, and do it like that, and then at the end have a giant fuck fest. Alright, that way we have a mic for everyone.
Can someone Google fuck fest?
See, this is great, right here. This chatter.
Wait, it is called Sausage Town. I mean, the ratio here is not looking good for me.
Well, I thought it would be better because it's coordinated.
Two chicks and one's taken, so I mean...
you seem to be obsessed with her boobs, so how about it, man? You take him home tonight. I'm done, dude.
No, Matt.
I think Boudet brought a wig, though, so that'll make up.
Well, that's 2.5.
It's good enough. Have you seen the train wrecks of chicks he's served before? Go for it.
Yeah.
Choo-choo! Yeah. You get desperate after a while.
So is this going to be one giant, poo-choo train till 10 o'clock?
No.
we're gonna break it. We're gonna break it off.
There needs to be some kind of organization going on.
Why?
Because are you gonna love editing this later? Who's editing?
I ain't editing shit.
Who's doing this?
Drew's the go-to guy.
We're gonna make Drew do it.
I got a guy. It's okay.
He's the only guy from the state.
I'll Google it and I'll put the first name and then the best.
Whose feed is this coming off of?
Everybody's. We'll clip out only your voice.
Why are you
guys
all
technically?
Because I came 2,000 fucking miles to do this.
It's podcasting, man.
It already works if we all talk at once.
This is the '90s, man. Wake up. Some of this equipment is,
we'll have each of our voices separately, and then whoever puts it together first wins a prize.
Because that's how it worked out.
1, 2, 3, 9.
And then you play it backwards, and it's like Paul is dead. So.
This is me signifying I'm not it. I was just waiting.
I was wondering, like, what?
what?
You got
one
finger on the nose.
Yeah, I hate my love calling.
1, 2, 3, 9.
More crickets in about 28 in.
All right, who's ready?
No, I can tell you. I can tell you.
So, who's yeah.
got some stories?
I got.
You can order dinner.
Reed, take it away.
I had what could be considered like the worst week ever before I came here.
Hey, have the larvae started hatching out of your back yet? And have you seen...
They're not due, I'm not due to give birth for like
Hold on. Do you know what that's going to turn into? Like, do you know what's under his skin right now? Seething and eating his cells?
Why are we sharing a mic?
Ebola?
I got it. Okay, so...
Make the herpy joke. Hold on. No, go ahead.
So, Sunday, we learned that it's supposed to be just fucking hot as balls. And I'm supposed to do this program which involves a lot of
balls.
Mountain biking and hiking and things. And I'm like, man, and all the scouts, like, dropped out of it. So I was like, whoo, dodged a bullet there. I don't want to have to do all this shit in 90-degree weather. Then all of a sudden, a bunch of new scouts sign up. And on Monday, I have to go mountain biking. So we did that, except for it's like in the hottest, most deer fly infested part of Minnesota. So we're just getting bit up. So we left after like an hour. And all the scouts are just like, no, my body, it hurts.
Let's go eat some brownies.
Exactly. So we jumped on like
a cookies.
Tuesday when... That's actually eating a brownie is how a Cub Scout becomes a Boy Scout. That's your graduation.
So you're gonna get us kicked out of here.
Aren't the Girl Scout juniors called brownies?
That's the joke.
Yeah. So Tuesday, it's like we're supposed to go kayaking, but we forget the bike because if you kayak on a river, you go downstream. But then when you get out, you have to get back. And you don't want to go back upstream 14 miles, so you bike back, grab the van, and come back. Forgot the bike, so instead of, you know, biking back, my assistant had to jog back in the 90-degree weather without water. Or he ran out right away, and then he got refilled at a gas station, and the water the guy gave him was warm. So that was bad. And then, skip ahead to Thursday. I'm driving the big van, and I have this trailer, this kayak trailer behind me, and I go over this bump. And all of a sudden, I hear the world's most horrible screeching, scraping sound. And I look back in my rearview mirror, and here's one of the wheels of this trailer just rolling down the road from where the hub had broken. All the bearings puked out of the trailer hub. And I lost a trailer about 2 hours away from camp when I had to go pick up scouts. Oh, that was a fun phone call to make back to my boss. Be like, yo, broke the trailer. What? But yeah, so I got witnesses and wrote down phone numbers and called the police about it. Yeah,
I would have kept driving. I wouldn't have made it to camp.
2 hour drive.
I wouldn't have got to camp and then discovered that it was gone. And the scouts.
What the hell? It's crazy.
Where's that guy?
It's not even, I didn't even notice that.
I should have let the scouts drive. I mean, my gosh.
The radio
up. Yeah. They're not getting their badges for trailer hookup.
Yeah. It was bad.
Rejected.
Drew, I'm curious.
Yes.
Did you tell anybody about this?
Yes,
at
I did.
All?
There's a Facebook event.
I thought
13 people have confirmed.
Matt and I have kind of the same feeling. We kind of thought that maybe you did this all for you. It was a collaborative effort to appease you. You're
there.
Like, I'm going to keep these guys all to myself.
There,
we're going to have a show
in
my basement. And it's
there
gonna
is
be
a
fun.
Facebook page, and I did invite people.
I can vouch for
people did confirm, so they are now legally
but
obliged.
But people that are going to the event can't invite anyone else. I just noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
They can call people.
So you saw the event. So you saw that I did invite people, and you saw that there was people confirmed.
There was like 60. There were like 60 people.
Where the fuck is everybody that did confirm?
I don't. They're on Facebook, so they're legally obliged to be here. So I don't know what
fucking else.
You contractually obligated, and there's going to be
that's
lawsuits.
What Facebook
there's
is.
Going to be lawsuits. It's going to drag in. It's federal too, because some of these people were in Florida. And
can we at least just sue?
The marshals out arresting people right now.
Can we at least just sue?
They're bringing
for the travel costs. Like, can we just get that back?
So no. So
like,
your
just,
question.
I just want the money back.
So you answered your own question.
You
which was not for me because you can see that. So.
Yeah, but.
But.
You baited and switched us.
But he's got a phone call.
It's
long as he doesn't try to...
I don't know, where is everybody?
As long as he doesn't try to wear our skin, I'm
fine
with
it. This is a college!
Yeah.
This is a college town. People love podcasts.
Yeah, people love podcasts. But they like making their own because they're egotistical
fucks.
To get people to come to something in college, you have to offer them free shit. Like,
that's why I asked Scott if we were allowed to have alcohol or something, because, like, you know, Bonnie on Belay for our 404, she brought Jello shots. Everybody's like, yeah, free fucking Jello shots or whatever.
But that was at a restaurant.
You know, the time to plan the show is not when we're having the show.
Exactly.
I don't usually do that.
I've done my, as the concierge, I've done my part.
You did a very good job. I loved the cabin by the lake. It was so fucking nice. Kayaking, I've never done it before, and I did it with you, and it was cool. I saw a dead fish and a turtle eating it. It was cool. Your boat thing was cool. Fucking everything was cool. Food was great. Your freezer killed my butter pecan. But other than that, it's all good. And DDR was great.
Yeah.
Want to go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show thing tonight? Still,
possibly, yeah.
Because I'm doing that.
He said we weren't going to do that.
With or without you.
No, you just said that.
Well, you're not doing that, then.
No, he said we
were. I'm doing
that. Wait, Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I mean, regardless of how many people are in the audience, it's still a good time.
Yeah, no, I've still had a lot of time.
Since we're recording this, so we can sell it, ship it, put it out episodically.
There's
a way to do that.
I'll make them pay now.
Forget about the people
that... you want to hear what you could have been to.
Yeah, forget about the people who failed and didn't, like, you know, come to the show. They don't count. I don't care about them. So, no, but... Tonight with the Rock Horror Picture Show thing, since you live here, can you dress up as Dr. Frankenfurter? Because you're tall.
I cannot.
Please?
I do not have...
We can take
you
to
a
sex shop to get you a
That's okay.
Yes, go to the run like
on,
River West. I think it's still open.
You can do it.
Oh,
is the cast here slowly trickling out of the room?
I don't know.
Is this what happened?
I don't know where Matt went.
Zombie G had a seizure.
He's
out there. He's out there pressing his life alert.
I didn't even know he left, dude.
Yeah, why don't you turn the other way? That's fine. It could be worse, you know.
But no, I mean, like, you know, she's here. That's another chick. She's got makeup in her bag with her, right? You got makeup, right?
I don't. I'm
assuming. No, damn.
You
know
have some
makeup
in the apartment, though.
We could make a Tim Curry. Oh, this guy right here.
I don't
have
the voice.
I don't care. You don't have to.
We don't
want
to hear you sing. We want to see you dance.
Just say I'm a sweet transvestite from transsexual.
Okay, they're coming back.
It's black trash shit. Yeah. Well, I tell you.
You should. You're tall. It would work.
Okay.
It'd be fun.
I've got an afro wig for you. You want my murder face wig?
That's okay.
You can wear that.
No.
Be good?
No.
Here.
I think you could
have fun.
She had to, it's either that or a pen plenty. So
Matt, in other words, this was not just for me.
What?
The show.
What? Oh, my whole theory was that Drew just invited all of his favorite podcast friends here
all
to, like,
forgiven.
Hang out.
We got guests.
And that he wasn't going to tell anybody about the show. He was just going to, like, keep us to himself and just so we could hang out with him.
That was
my theory.
Drew is
now
a prolific serial.
Now there's no more podcasts except for mine.
That's true. You get us here in the humidity and then you break all of our equipment. I like that. That's a good plan.
Did that really happen?
It's brilliant.
I like it.
Fucker.
You fucker.
In other news.
It's a very good ploy to get your podcast out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that does work very well. We do...
Maybe I should take your job.
We do believe in cross-promoting, so...
thing to do.
I know. Millions. He's going to get that gold plated. Yeah, he's going to buy from the Sultan. All I got to do is get Boudet and my Matt Lee and Danny here.
That's it.
And we got
to
make.
Get me to do what?
Just to get you out here. That's it. Just to get you in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I can buy the yacht. That's
that wasn't hard. He offered, a house.
For
if you were to get a yacht, what kind of yacht would you get, Drew?
Well, clearly the gold-plated one.
The salt
why not?
Oh,
the gargoyles.
Okay.
Tactical.
But, like, is this yacht a motor yacht, or does it have sails?
It's a Yahtzee, I think. Crickets. Yeah. Edit those in 2754. Good, guys. Well, I'm glad that we could come here and all be together for this.
Where's the fucking beer? This is Milwaukee, right?
No, it's Sausage Town, not Beer Town.
This isn't old Milwaukee.
There's like eight breweries like on this block alone.
I think this is technically zoned brewery, so we are allowed. It's because you're just sampling the wares. It's not like you're serving.
Right. There's no money to be made here.
I looked into it.
Much like podcasting.
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah, how much have, like, I would imagine, like, cumulative, how much money have we lost versus
Well, versus
being podcasting.
Let's see, 136 a month.
I'm gonna go for a couple grand over here.
300 for the mixer. You got your in for two.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, I've made money selling nude photos of him.
Well,
you have the camp going below the.
But
yeah.
the problem is he sold them to me.
Yeah,
so
but
he sold them to his wife.
It's really just blackmail.
Lawyer.
You gotta be creative. That's all.
Yeah, I'm like, these are great. Who is this? You gotta pay to see the face. And then I bought it. I'm like, wow.
Then they're like, I have
off,
money
like,
back,
yeah, it's awesome.
Please.
Yeah, but why did you keep buying them after that point?
I know. I couldn't forget for the first two years.
Well, it's embarrassing. He breathes
on
you.
Fucking BMG.
Did not want that out in the open market.
Find that brush they call it.
Oh,
I didn't know that shit.
Are you guys here for the Japan Animation Club?
No. Not at all.
Shit,
no.
That's what this is.
The
club's gone. You shouldn't put that on the flyer.
Because the commission is one comic book, so pony up, guys.
That's right. First editions only.
Yeah, it was more yen.
Mike, what was it like walking in and seeing your wife to be sucking another man's cock?
Well, no.
As
no,
on the
no,
latest
no,
Am I Bugging
no,
You episode.
Obviously, you didn't hear the whole show.
No, I stopped at that. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
That's good because we actually totally made fun of you guys.
Really? Now I have to listen. Where's my phone? Give me my.
There's not much to make fun of me about you. What the hell? Am I involved with that?
Teaser. Sorry. So. It never happened.
Okay.
Really.
So you guys are still getting married?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Can I ask you why marriage? Marriage.
You know what? Let me get back to
a dowry, right?
Okay. A dowry?
A dowry.
I hear
what was the dowry?
It's 11 goats.
Your family has to pay for
huge tracts of land.
It's for it's a reality show.
Can I tell you right now? It's a trap.
Admiral Akbar.
I should have done it in the voice. I'm sorry.
It's a trap.
It's terrible. Star Wars, can anyone do that?
That's good. So where are you registered, there, Mr. Mike?
Well,
Home Depot. I'm registered at Dunham Sporting Goods.
If anyone Podcast Land wants to get you a farewell gift. Farewell.
Bob's ammo.
Good.
Guns.
Good.
Yeah.
Any place for a couple shovels and a...
Water wings?
Water.
Fan boat world?
Just so you can, keep your head above water. That'll...
That's something.
You guys get a house picked out and curtains?
We got everything going. I mean, it's going to be all, picket fence, the whole deal.
Nice. Now, are you getting married because you knocked her up and you feel you have to do the right thing, or...
No.
Just want to?
I'm getting old.
So it's an insecurity thing. I have to put that
exactly.
ring on.
You need a pack like Eddie and Nicole, and if it's a certain age, then you're there.
If you like it, then
I'm
you should
age.
Put a ring on.
You're at the age.
I'm at the age.
Oh, you had the pack. So this is the pack.
This is the pack in full effect, y'all.
Yeah.
We couldn't find anyone until now, so there it is.
That's good.
I'm not calling your job.
I basically am looking for a womb to inseminate.
Oh! You want a baby?
So,
you want a baby?
Good.
I think I found one.
Did you say womb or wound?
I think wound.
Oh my gosh.
She had a tooth pulled out of her.
Soft, nice socket right now.
Good luck getting it in, but.
They've been informed.
The suction is hell.
Chris is having a hard time with this.
That's a visual. No, I see, like visual, like I fall asleep with the TV on and the sound like comes into the dream. So I was like, I'm like visualizing. I'm like, my cousin's trying to sell me Tempur-Pedic like over and over again.
I've been trying to get the top to spin this whole time just to see if it's...
There was a Stamps.com infomercial. They wildly exaggerate those things when there's, whatever they're trying to
You're gonna
to sell.
Make so much money!
Yeah, your meatloaf is shit unless you buy our shit, right?
Right.
There's Stamps.com, and they're like, what's worse than waiting in line at the post office? And I'm thinking, getting
prison
fucking...
Prison sex?
Getting fucking killed?
I can think of, if you give me a minute, I can come up with a list of 10.
I can think of getting your face pressed into a mattress in a prison.
The first thing you're asked to do is the second
this
four.
Thank God I never have to go to the post office again.
Right.
So I can't decide, do I want self-adhesive, do I want the Ella Fitzgerald series,
They just come at you with our stamps, your letter
forever stamp. So I think you sell this is forever.
Like, why would you mail anything?
I mail checks all the time.
What?
Mail checks?
Do you see to my friend the computer?
Mail checks.
Stop killing trees!
Wait, I can swear here, right?
What about...
We should let these guys get on mic. They're way
more. I have to mail things to prison, as it turns out.
Okay.
They don't have the internet in prison.
What sorts of things?
If I could go back in time...
Tons of nude photos. Or their sexy nude
photos. That's where it says the photos.
Kids were filed
off.
We surveyed 100 listeners, and the top 4 answers: sexy nude photos. Survey says. Right.
Show me potato salad.
So what the fuck? Oh man.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of this group.
Yep.
Not as glad as my girlfriend, but still glad.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. You don't get happy about anything anymore. What happened? What happened to us?
She had a tooth pulled on her vacation.
Well, this is going to be good. That does help. But, no, it kind of goes downhill when your man has an ego as big as...
You see the room.
As big as Wisconsin.
You know, it's kind of hard to compete with that or get happy about anything when he shoots you down or makes you look like shit in public or in front of people or blames you on your...
Or other people's girlfriends.
That is true.
Or just, you know, makes you feel like total shit.
She's like, preach it, sister. Fuck that guy.
No. And then he asks you to rush back because you're about to start a show that you're part of and then sits you in behind everybody without a mic. That's a little...
You have 3 mics.
So I was watching Frost. Jerry.
Really? I saw Transformers. Wait, is that the same one?
Wait, can we throw chairs in here?
I think so.
Just don't.
There's no black people.
Stacks right there.
It's like
an ambo
belt.
Cheers.
That's a very heavy ammo belt. That's not practical at all.
No, this is.
You know,
part of Transformers 3 was filmed here, and I auditioned to be an extra in the background.
Really?
I didn't make it, but I got in the local news.
Nice.
What was the news about?
They said that local game almost makes it big, but didn't.
Yeah. Did you have you had audition for extra in the background?
Yeah, and I had people with.
Did you come in there like spell like Shakespeare lines? You know, and like you know, we were like in costume and everything. Don't call us. We'll call you.
You
the robot.
Basically, they said that. Yeah. Because you had to dress up, you had to be a business professional or whatever.
Okay.
And they had people with legitimate agencies to be an extra. Like, they were, this chick had, like, her business card, and they had her agent's number on it to be an extra in a movie.
She should have had your card. It's the Japanese anime.
Was the agent,
yeah,
like, her creepy uncle or what?
I don't know.
They filmed it in Chicago, too.
I mean, I probably got more airtime than all the people that were extras combined just being on the news.
They're like, keep the camera on this guy.
What the hell?
You're like,
Drew.
From the quiz, did you just want with you?
I know,
so you auditioned to be in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get it? No. Okay,
so
you auditioned with it.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That movie would have been a lot better.
Did you put that in your resume?
I mean, was it? What fucking movie?
All these things are just
one of those three. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Has anyone seen that?
I
have an awful pile of
Michael
Bay.
I saw it. It was not good.
I liked it.
There,
I said it.
Really?
Yeah,
right?
I got you.
The first two were crap, but that one, he really brought it back for me.
They blew up Chicago.
He took all my shit from
the
Milwaukee.
He killed
my
fence.
And he fixed it.
Because they already popped a cap in New York in the first one, right?
Right. New York can only take so much before you got people saying,
you remember 9/11?
Too
soon.
Sure.
Sorry, if anyone keeps remembering it right now.
I know, see? You can't get away from it.
So they have one of the jets fly into the Willis Tower, and that's...
Don't say that.
No, they did.
Sears Tower.
What you talking about?
I'm just being proud.
I still call everything by their old names, the Civic Center.
Right. How gentle was the TSA with you? Did you get frisked?
No, I don't really recall.
Didn't you get frisked by a transvestite?
Yeah,
index finger and pinky.
No, we almost didn't.
I was disappointed.
We almost didn't make it because the ticket said gate 1, and there is no gate 1 apparently. And then they said that they were leaving at 9 something.
I wanted
to go running.
I wanted the whole thing.
It says that on your ticket, 9
something. Yeah, it said 9 something.
Wow,
whatever the fuck. And we run over there, and the guy's like, you know, he's doing his thing, and I'm like, you know, can you please hurry because we gotta make this flight? And he says, are you trying to tell me to do my job?
was like, oh, fuck, here we go. No, sir, I'm not. And he's like, open your hands, palm out. Any sensitive areas? I'm like, just my balls. And he, like, starts patting me down pretty hard. Like, he didn't care for my comment at all.
Did you get one of those little bookmarks in your bag saying
no, they didn't go through any of my shit, which is cool.
Did you get one of those
had needles and drugs in there.
No. I didn't.
Got right through. No, I'm just kidding.
Bucket right through.
Nothing stolen.
Lucky.
I know.
6 years ago in Canada.
But that might be why none of this worked. Because when I opened the bag, like, everything was just... That's a visual for the
live. Right, I know. That's well on the audio.
Upended.
Like pantomiming. We got like a golf announcer in here.
Matt makes motion with hands.
That wasn't in the script.
All right, read that back to me, Corey.
It's like a radio broadcast in a chest.
For a transcript of this program.
We have robots and aliens coming through the windows, everyone!
Well, Matt can write a self-addressed stamp and envelope to get the transcript. I mean, he's the one that uses the mail here.
Yeah.
Wow.
You are single-handedly keeping the U.S. Post Office alive. Yeah. That's a noble deed,
sir. Considering, I could probably also just download it off the internet. That's probably a possibility, too.
But not a transcript. Google Translate doesn't work.
Take Safe Search off and search
Can we get to our live feed the video closed caption too?
You could for those deaf listeners. Our deaf podcast listeners, think about it. Alright. Anything else? You have amazing bullfrogs at your place. I've never heard that sound before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And fireflies?
And fireflies. Not Joss Whedon. Crickets.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thank you for the experience.
Are we gonna do the
Because at first
tonight?
I was scared.
Are we
I didn't
do
know what
paint
was.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you ready?
Squish a bunch of fireflies.
Firefly war paint, and we're gonna run around the lake house and we're gonna scare the shit out of all your old
What the hell's wrong with you?
That's firefly war paint.
It's where you take a bunch of fireflies, squish them together, and then you paint yourself up like.
Are you guys really doing this?
Yeah.
Just like,
no. Like,
wait, does the firefly war paint glow?
Really
yes. I hope so.
Well,
Peter's gonna be
like a smash.
Not
gonna
kill
It's actually petty.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be.
They're gonna be
tasty. Awesome. People eat tasty. Podcasters.
Alright, so that's gonna bring us to about 40 minutes, 20 more minutes, and then go eat and get drunk and be merry.
And go to Cheetahs.
Is there a Cheetahs?
I say we bring the equipment with us and set this all up at a bar.
Mike tried that.
Yeah, he tried.
Can I ask you about your podcast gimmick at first? Because I noticed you don't do it anymore.
No, they piped it in last time,
didn't
you?
Don't do it.
You piped it in for the last episode.
Accidentally.
Oh. How does that work?
I fucked up.
I accidentally clicked...
It takes a big man to
bar noise and accidentally clicked input.
Huh.
Just relax, it's technical.
Okay.
I don't want to talk technical.
Explain it to me. I want to know the technical details.
You had drawn a wire diagram.
So when a man and a woman love each other,
now all of my life experiences make sense.
If there was a gong, this show would be over.
We got the bell. All
right.
So you used to have bar noses in the background of your show. They could probably still forget. You used to have bar noses. Now you don't. Why?
Because everyone made fun
there's
of
him. There's a man right here that might have
some insight on that. No, I want to hear why he did it, and then I'll tell you why I think he did it.
Okay, so here's why we started. We started to do it because we weren't funny at all.
And you thought
initially.
Having
and
extra
so having
background,
like background
noise,
noise made it sound more like a normal conversation, which kind of sort of made it funny because it sounds more like you're just talking to your buddies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea behind it. And then we realized that we weren't funny anyway.
Right.
And so we just took it off.
I hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
What we started out doing was using two cell phones. And then it makes it sound like you're tapping into a phone conversation. Mm-hmm. And then we found out that wasn't funny either.
You had a guy that was on there a long time ago. You were dating him before Danny.
Right. Brayden lost interest after Danny.
You or the podcast?
Probably both. Probably more the podcast, because he still hangs out with me.
That's cool. Yeah. Used to do guest appearances or anything?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. He was on the marathon show.
Yeah, he was.
Cool.
That was a pile of shit, too. I think I'm losing interest, like, right now. Anyway. Burger, twist me up a dude.
Okay. Hey, you guys are just off the air after this.
No. Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
Right?
What do you, I mean...
We still gotta record the last episode.
Yeah, you need to preface that by everyone, are you sitting down?
You might want to take down the time for that and cut that out of your audio recording. Like, seriously, take down your time.
It's 42 minutes.
Wait, I wanted them to answer, though.
Well, like, what's going on with the show?
Yeah, or you've got lots of fans.
You've been on hiatus for a while. Yeah, you guys do.
Well, Michi...
A lot more listeners than we do. We do shows 3 days a week now. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, Michi moved. What can I say?
Yeah, geographical...
geographical location, yeah.
Yeah, joined the club, so...
So,
now,
we don't want to fight about it?
Who hasn't done a show most? You guys or you guys?
Well, we're well-fated. We did the, I put out a clip show. That's the most recent shit in our feed. I don't know when that was.
It's been about 10 months.
Yeah, that's a while.
Wow.
So, 2011. I've been busy, you know, my cheese guy's knitting, I've got my archery.
Makes a lot of
time. I mean, we missed it, but you just can't do it. You know,
if you guys came back, I would quit doing podcasts.
Can we get a commitment before Christmas for one more show?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, let's do this. It'll be a Christmas miracle. You wake up, and you'll dart right past the Christmas tree and go to iTunes.
It's here!
Santa's real!
I'll be wearing my pajama pants with the footsie things on. Yeah.
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 Yeah,
sweet.
You get the one day old jeans and you guys in like suits or something.
Oh, that'd be good.
No, we miss it. I'm glad you guys still do it, though. It was a lot of fun. It was tough because we had to do it. Well, you guys start late, too, but we couldn't do it until like 10:30.
And I'm sure if you want this edited out, but like, it's hard doing that stuff having full families and jobs and everything, right?
Absolutely.
Does it make you want to just leave your family and run away with him and do
We did that for a while, but we went back.
You always come back.
We had to.
I think that's what the Canadians did, the Teach Cross.
If you want to keep doing podcasts, don't get your girlfriend knocked up. Read. Okay.
Deal.
That was my life lesson for the day. And Josh from Big Boss. What's the abortion cutoff?
I don't know.
It's too
conception.
It's
anyway.
Where's the top?
But she had a kid during the course of of our show.
Boy or girl?
It was boy.
Yeah, a boy.
It'll be three.
Yeah. Lucky.
Yeah.
Because the girls, you got to toss them over the edge.
Oh, no, I got a girl too. She's five. But we did it through the whole thing. That's the trick is you got to do when everybody's asleep. Yeah. You can handle making it to work the next day.
Tiptoes out. Yeah.
Yes. Question from the audience.
Now. You said you had two girls during the show?
No, girl.
Not actually during the show, but.
Grab
the live stream and let's go.
Okay, so follow up question. When you say you had a girl and a boy, now I'm assuming.
Not a threesome, sicko. Next question.
I'm assuming.
Who is this guy?
Got together.
He's inconsequential.
I'm assuming.
No, yeah, separate. Yeah.
Okay.
He looks like the guy from Half Baked that pet the horse. I can't even think of his name. And if we had fucking internet here, I would Google it, save search off.
That's just because you guys are stupid and don't know how to do it.
Oh, yeah?
There's internet on that netbook right there.
Alright, so what's my internet?
IT.
Justin
TV's
still
you can blame me for the internet.
You're one of those douchebag IT people.
Yeah, actually, you really can blame me for it.
He's one of the guys that you can.
I had a rainbow table going on that PSK capture, and I was like two decades away from cracking.
Are you kidding me?
English media just said PSK table.
It's
a rainbow.
Yeah, then
you have a rainbow. It started to look like a triple rainbow.
I had my logo, and it was one of the Transformers.
I thought the IT guy would have picked up on that.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Oh, that's fine. I wasn't.
Transformers reference, laugh at the end.
Oh.
Transformers is cool.
Can this show transform into something listenable and funny in 10 seconds?
No.
Nope. Straight up.
No. We'll start a whole new feed.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll come up with a name for it. Something tasteful.
Spot. It's like Michael Bay.
And we'll just put on one episode of yours.
You know what? I broke my own rule. I planned the show in the show.
Fuck, dude. That never works.
Alright, I'm not testing.
That never works.
Hey, go. Can we use microphones?
Can we just drop the mic and just slam it against the floor and walk out?
That's happening.
They're sure.
Yeah, it will happen. It's not a pretty thing when a co-host just gets so frustrated that they set down the mic with tears in their eyes and they walk out of the room.
Didn't you have a co-host before, Brayden?
Yeah, for like 2 episodes.
I loved
it. He was like, you know what? This is not as cool as you made it sound to be. I'm going back home to my family.
Drew, what operating system do you have?
What? It's too late for that.
I could get the internet for you in like 2 seconds.
You realize we're live right now.
Yeah, we're live about 3 hours ago.
We have a really can't plan the
show. Sarah's moving someone.
So I met this LSU man because, you know, like in the first few episodes, you know, your kaboom lets you like your catch.
Right, if you start a podcast, don't ever put up your first 10, 25, 30 episodes.
Well, that's why, you know, that's the funny thing is we recorded our second episode.
Charge
first,
form, and then once you get the money, you because you can't get that money back.
But you started it, like, you start your show, and you're like, in the first episode, it was like, boom.
Right.
And like, now, like you've ramped it up, like, 500
right,
hours.
Right. You find your voice. It's like writing hip-hop.
You jump off the couch now.
Yeah,
you know,
double backflips, like, elbows right. Just
Olympic
dropping
style.
On the cat. Oh, it's,
you got,
it's
like,
ridiculous. I have a trampoline.
A Caroli that helps you get over
it's part of my rider. Any green room I'm in, trampoline. Automatic.
Oh yeah,
you got those like t-shirt
to the list.
T-shirt
can.
I can
shoot through the internet. Yeah, screen
with those 3D cameras you got. That's
nice. It looks like it. Yeah, people be soiling themselves watching this.
You believe
100 broken phones later.
Yeah. So Mike, where are your co-hosts?
They're getting laid.
What podcasters don't get laid?
What the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, I came for the anime.
I was told there was going to be a switch
here. I told there was going to be Japanese women here with purple and blue hair.
Women with blue hair, that's when she's number one.
How many times do you get laughed at per day about the Japanese anime club? Like, is that a respected thing here?
No.
No.
They're feuding with the Babylon 5 fans.
Oh,
God. They have
no. Our feud has always been with the strategic gaming club.
Seriously, guys.
Yeah,
fuck
those guys.
Yeah, fuck those
guys.
How far so much better.
I don't even
know. We've had the feud with the
Morgan
club.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't like us for some reason because we were hitting all the money. I had to answer the student government, so.
It's because anime is fucking expensive, dude.
What? We want chicks, not the money.
I want chicks to get a band.
Money.
You don't get a podcast going. Fuck bitches, get money.
That's right. And get rich or die trying. Duh. That's all you need to learn in school, guys. You can all drop out now. Bitches, get money.
That's a sick
amount
of money.
Tear these buildings down.
Yeah.
Walk out.
Yeah. We've upped the female count to 3.5 now, so that's interesting.
Is Drew the half?
No, it's you.
I actually thought you said.
Yeah.
Well, we already know that.
Sick burn, dude. Warn me first.
I actually thought you said.
Wasn't that?
The girls that do like podcasts and are majorly involved in podcasts. Can you tell me seriously that you want to hang out with them?
Not seriously, no. What about that girl from the laser tag? She was supposed to show up today.
She was making her feel good and thought she was a lesbian.
Now, let me just tell you something straight up. She's not into podcasts. She has no idea what a podcast
she's
is.
Into
she's
into laser tag.
Hey,
she's like, hey, are you in the podcast? We talk about Chinese
she
people
knows.
Eating aborted
fetuses. She knows of it. She knows what they are, but she's not into it. She actually has a life. The chicks that are in the podcast that go out and hunt it out and find them all their own, they don't have a life. And there's a reason they don't have a life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I appreciate every single one of you. One day you will have a life.
One day.
And then you won't be a fan of ours anymore.
Danny, do those
but
drugs
like, if you're good looking and you're into a podcast, it's for another reason.
Ooh.
You got dragged into it, or your friend's into it, you're trying to impress somebody, or it's your show.
And then you do it, and then you completely regret it every day after.
Jerry. I think like pod groupies are probably like women you would meet on the internet in 1995.
Now the chicks that are even with our live audience show, like the 250, any of the hot chicks that were in our audience, they were there because they were girlfriends of. Fans of the show, or girlfriends of friends of ours, or girlfriends of someone that, you know, knew us, that wanted to come to the show. They're like, what do you want to do tonight? And he's like, I'm going to go to the jam hole show. What's that? Just come with me.
It's and a that's how that happens. Don't worry.
There might be a bunch of people in the plaza. Maybe you could just lift up your shirt, then we can get a bigger crowd.
I like what Drew said. You should do what Drew says sometimes.
You know, you're right. I've totally given up.
That's the first time you've ever said that. Oh my god.
I really
did. I'm here for visual stimulation.
Yeah, I think so.
Say what?
I'm scared.
What?
I'm scared.
She said stimulation.
That she did.
She makes me happy.
It's probably for the best.
Isn't that weird how that works? If you worked it right, you could have anything you wanted ever.
No one cared about the layout plan I had, you know, in mind to, like, you know, make this a cohesive, coherent piece of work.
No.
But as soon as I say stimulating,
see?
Hey.
Stimulating?
She has boobs. That's stimulating. She said a word that made me titillated.
She said
titillated. No, no.
You know, I thought they'd be bigger, actually.
They are 36 double Ds. I'm very skinny. I'm sorry. I'm sitting.
Stand up, second.
I'll show you the tail of my bra.
Okay, remember when I said I couldn't get embarrassed? That was it.
Is this actually happening, or
was this? No. Damn your arrows. But no, seriously, yeah, that's... No one does. It's tits. Why are you on the internet? For tits. Let's be honest. Can we be honest here? What do you sell on the internet the most?
10 chicks are going to commit suicide.
I don't sell shit.
No, 10 chicks and me. What do you sell the most of online?
I'm going to go with tits.
Tits? Survey says, show me tits!
We're actually a minority, though, because we were already married, so we...
Right, so you've given up on that train a long time.
I'm not sure why we were in other than just actually to have fun.
Me.
So I'm not sure. Yeah. That's about it. We weren't out to make money.
Well, then you were lucky enough to get hitched to women that didn't completely suck your lives away, right?
No. I mean, I could play hockey once in a
week.
I was in the curling club this year.
We get a $50 allowance, and we get to go out once a week.
It's fine. Here. That's a huge street lights come on.
That's true.
That is true.
But yeah, they're all out. I'm here too. I was hoping for tits.
Show me tits. What does the chat say? Is there anything interesting in the chat? I have a feeling that
Arch
him
performing center.
And her are talking to each other through our chat room. Is that true?
And Ham's in there too. And
Oh god!
Amham believes that he agrees with me. This is one giant fuck fest, and it's including
yeah.
and you are a lot to be the cause of it.
Me?
And MDS also agrees that you are a complete attention hog, and
well,
this is mostly your fault.
We came the furthest. Give me the most attention.
This is not false. So,
okay.
But pretty much. That's
now give me my mic back. And give.
Yeah, see?
See, I was joking. Okay. I don't want to talk anymore.
Let's make this coherent. How can we invoke the raise your hand
thing?
Do we need, like, a ball we can throw around that we can only talk if you have the ball?
Okay, stereo radiation, take us out of this 4 minutes.
We got 4 minutes to kill.
Go.
Yeah. Make some funny, go.
Make something.
This is your chance to see.
True.
All right.
So how about dicks? I love a bunch of dicks. Put that in the mix of my stomach. Dude, go.
Mike can help you.
Did you guys go there yet, or?
Dude, what?
Oh, yeah.
Dicks!
We haven't gone there yet.
Well, the take them to dicks!
There's
take them to go get some dicks!
Go put some dicks!
Get some anime dicks!
There's a story behind this.
I know that guy in the orange shirt. I know he likes dicks.
See, okay.
I love dicks.
There's a new bar that opened up downtown. It's called Dicks, right?
You know,
I'm trying to sell it to these guys. Like, hey, we want to go to this place. It has, like, anime murals on the wall, and it's a dance club. It's not a gay club. It's just a regular dance club.
See,
wait,
you described
no,
it as, let's go to Dicks. I'm just like,
well,
I don't want to go to Dicks.
Yes.
That wasn't the case, so. Right. But no matter what I said, I kept getting the dick jokes, you know, so.
Well,
actually,
how can you not?
We eventually, you know, went, and we got kicked out of the place because we weren't wearing the right clothes.
You were wearing
so.
I was
unless,
okay.
What
we
was the
you
right
were okay.
clothes? Your gay friend seems to have the right attire. What is the right sorry. First impression.
First impressions are important.
Is it the V-neck?
Wait, did you have to be like, does this place have a dress code? Yeah, like, or a collared shirt?
Yeah,
like,
no, it's, you just have to look good. It's the same thing they try to keep people who look like...
Oh, so no one with glasses.
It's the same thing that they're trying to keep people of color.
Wear like a gangster hat, cleats, and Bruce Jenner shorts.
They wouldn't let Josh in because of his Brewer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Those forest teams left.
So,
even if they are in first place, right?
Alright, so what are we going to do is, would you join us up at the table?
The Brewers are in first place, right?
Stop talking about the fucking
Brewers. I don't know. Why don't you join us up here? I want you to explain to every one of us, and tell us, would we get in or not get in?
Fuck no.
I need pants.
No. If you had pants.
Well, I came to a podcast show, not a fucking dicks marathon.
Well, the gentleman on the end here.
Don't cut
that's
the mic. It's not
wearing
a
Jamwell shirt. Describe my attire first of all.
There you go.
Describe the attire and then.
The attire, t-shirt with words on it. Number one, blue jeans.
Say the words.
Say the words.
With the
say
jam
the
hole.
Words.
That's the Jamwell.
The place
of
hey.
Jamwell.
That's the word of the day. That's the word of the day.
Jamwell does not get it.
Jamwell will not get you in. Well, actually, it's mostly because that coupled with the blue jeans and the shoes.
That just screams hipster fag. I'm sorry.
The Jamwell does not get in.
No offense, hipster fag.
Go ahead and describe what Drew's wearing in a sexy voice, though.
I will. Don't worry.
Stereo radio.
Then Reed here. Reed would get in with his R2-D2 shirt for hell sure. Those shoes would get in. Those pants, no.
So this is a hipster hangout.
So let's suppose he left the pants
they're
at the
khaki.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's
right
it's
in.
Not that kind of place.
If
you
I
said it wasn't a gay
on.
Club.
Oh, I got you.
Oh.
Elias,
oh.
I had blue jeans
on. If you had jeans on, they let you
well.
Cool.
It's
you should go to this place tonight.
No, Drew, God, no. No, hell no.
Hold on, can you describe what is wrong with this picture?
Drew Dondero is wearing a stereo radiation shirt, khaki, shorts, and athletic shoes. They would say, get the fuck out.
Get the
they
fuck out.
They wouldn't even let you near the front
What are you,
door.
Blind?
You have visible tattoos, khaki shorts, a very bright t-shirt with powdered toast, man. They would probably like powdered toast, man.
But who doesn't like
powdered
toast?
But then you've got athletic shoes. They'd say fuck no.
I have Vans in my, I have Carlins in
now,
my suitcase.
Now, it is a double standard, but women with visible tattoos get to do whatever they want. She
obviously.
Would get in.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's, no.
That
she's dressed just
in
fine.
Most,
even
in
though
places,
that the tattoos are
now
not
in most
like
nightclubs,
sexual.
When they say no visible
cool.
tattoos,
okay.
they're not really concerned about
uh-huh.
tattoos like yours. They're
uh-huh.
they're concerned about
uh-huh.
like gang tattoos.
Right, right, absolutely.
Well, how
and,
do they
but
know?
You know what? They will say if you have anything else, they'll just run down the list of all the shit that's wrong with you.
Really?
That's
I don't want to go experience
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's
what?
No, yeah, let's go downtown.
It's like
go,
my
let's
life.
Let's go try to go
remember,
to the
remember,
to
remember,
to
remember,
to and see how that goes.
And then we can go change and then come back and see if we learn.
Is anybody here not wearing shorts?
It's fucking hot out here, SA. Have you ever been outside?
Yeah, I live here, fuck.
Okay. Then you're used to it.
My parachute pants won't get in?
The sandals. The sandals won't.
Sandals are no, really?
Yeah, sandals are no.
What,
but the rest of you would actually probably get in.
Okay, yep.
So you two can get in. You
can get in with the Yamaha,
right?
Yeah. depends where. Yeah.
They can go
I have
sports
on.
I can't.
Would
yeah,
you
no.
get in?
Wait,
yeah,
closer, no, I would get in.
Look closer.
Really?
Schlong's hanging out. Yeah. Would that get him in?
Can
no,
it see
just
my balls?
Like,
hey,
man.
Sorry.
I just looked down here for a second.
It's too hot for underwear here.
All right. Okay. So good. Let's all get bounced from here and
I went
screw
to a
this,
bar last
White
night
Castle.
Where if you weren't wearing a shirt they gave you half off rails.
With a rail.
I would
rail.
Not
want to
be
why?
There.
Like bent over a or like rail
rails.
Define
like
rails.
A,
like cheap
liquor.
Like ruby rails for my coder geek friends. Looking at you.
Do you know what a highball is?
He's not a coder.
Cheap liquor.
No, no.
Is it a drug? Is it drug?
Do you know
what
Destin is?
Okay, what do you?
I don't know.
What's
the Java? So anyway,
a pair of apple jelly. What? Okay, so
what did we learn from this whole clusterfuck experience? Besides, this poor planning, good. I like it.
I learned that all I need to do is wear some black jeans with some Converse and a black V-neck,
right?
And I can get in any club I want to.
That's true. You can.
See, in Miami, where he's from, it's a totally different scene.
Yeah.
Where I mean, he still wouldn't get in. Don't get me wrong, but it's totally different. You gotta have fake tits.
I think what we're supposed to learn is we should have listened to Danny.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I wish you not have said that.
I think that's always smart to listen to Danny.
Maybe don't listen to
her. If you're her boyfriend.
You should respect her. You should listen to her. She buy her nice things, take her nice places.
Okay, guys.
Don't go that far because that's total over-exaggeration. But maybe if the chick is hot and has tattoos, don't look at him going, well, you know, oh, she's a hot chick because she has tattoos. Well, they're not dumb chick sexy tattoos.
Or even chicks.
Yeah.
And listen to her when she talks, and it might make things better.
Put her on a pedestal.
Because then, you know, this might have been...
Is she done? Because I didn't hear it. I'm just kidding.
I hate Gumball.
Jokes.
I'm leaving you when we get back to college ball.
I'm leaving you first.
Thank you.
Be free!
Wait, they were here for the blowjob saga.
Oh, God. Oh,
wait, was you getting a blowjob?
I was like, hey, listen to this cool show.
I fucking hate you, God!
This is a terrible one to listen to for the first time.
Yeah, no, don't listen to this show anymore.
Wait, did Drew do the thing with his tongue where, you know...
Yeah. Okay. The thing with the balls?
Yeah!
It took me to 7-7. I was like, are you sure of that?
7-7, that was the,
Go.
Hades film.
There you go.
The Last Dragon.
With?
What? Bruce Leroy.
There you go.
Am I the meanest?
Show enough.
Show enough. That's right.
Am I the prettiest? Show
That's a good reference. That's old school.
Yeah. So, are we out of here?
Can we go now?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. And waste it and forget about this.
Yeah. Oh, it's 8:37 in your inferior time zone. Meaning.
Hey, it's the center. It's the center. It's perfect.
I haven't started drinking today.
I haven't eaten since this morning.
Today marks the day conversation died. And I'm
going to
go get
don't sweat. We killed podcasting. No. Podcasting jumped the shark.
We're in Milwaukee.
That's
impressive.
Wow.
What did you do here in Milwaukee? Has done the show.
And then we transformed it from a shark to a dead horse. And then we beat it.
Sorry.
For our feet, all you gotta do is just like really pump up the bass and like kind of distort the voices, and then you got our show. But
I'm gonna let him drown on this. Watch.
I'm choking. Yeah. See, I think I've had so much air. We're getting lake levels.
How many of Drew's friends got paid to be here today?
I got a blowjob.
You guys got ripped off. You want to talk about laser tag?
Oh, yeah, why was I not invited to laser tag?
I invited everyone.
He said only his cool friends got to invite.
Is you a terrible shot?
You already paid me, so I didn't want to pay for laser tag as well.
I hear you. It's expensive. I made him pay for me, but... this town has a lot of 17-year-old kids that are really looking forward to joining the Marines to go to Iraq to kill them some fucking ragheads. Those were their words, not mine. And they were, like, running through this thing, like, Semper Fi! Fuck yeah! I'm like, dude, it's laser tag. There's a 5-year-old there. Watch out. Like, these kids were crazy, though, dude. They were, and I don't know, like, the war's over, right? Well, I mean,
well, that's what you get for Marines. If you had, like, something sophisticated, like, maybe
army.
What?
Are you an army chick?
I did army.
You ever been to Montana?
Air Force.
You like it here, right? That was gonna be a switcheroo. Never mind. Mike!
Fuck yeah!
Oh my god!
Excellent. Diego Dad.
I take it he doesn't like the army.
Oh, I don't. He doesn't like anything that doesn't involve selling.
Actually, I was enlisted. I was enlisted in the Gulf wartime in the army. Also, in the first airborne. So
you should have been laser tagging with us.
You don't want me laser tagging.
Charlie got us surrounded, man.
Yeah.
Charlie was Vietnam, dude. It's okay. Yeah. What was that like? I want to hear about that. You don't relive those memories?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Tell us about your 18 months. Let's start from the beginning.
I got kicked out of boot camp, and then I went home. Yeah. No, did you actually go?
No, it was 5 years. No, I didn't. The Gulf War ended in February '91, and I had joined.
I remember
February,
that. I was 9.
So I had to finish high school. So that's a while ago. So started in August. So actually, it was when Russia had disbanded and broken up. So that was a concern. We're going to go to Russia.
Oh, nice. Politics and go. Read.
Yeah.
Oh,
red or blue?
Oh, God.
what current politics? Is that what we're talking about?
Turn the knob, buddy.
There's a little knob.
Warning, if the alarm would go off, asshole!
Doesn't matter.
I guess blue. I guess blue.
I will trade her for any one of you guys, preferably one of the girls. And please don't open that door.
I think I'm the best you're going to get here.
See, there you go. Take it.
Alright.
I don't bitch and moan.
That would be a
well.
Well,
he moans.
And he's technically.
Well, I do moan, but not in the bad way.
He knows IT, so remember that?
Don't stop. Give it.
Oh, I'm also a nurse, so.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You
go.
So you're going to be our pill hookup while we're here.
My girlfriend's going to Japan in a couple days, so I'll be.
She'll be gone for an
entire
When you say that, we're all relieved, actually.
No, I was going to say you don't. You don't have to lie to kick it, first of all. And, I mean, if the heat's... No, listen, if the heat's coming down too much and you're having a hard time keeping up with the lies you've been telling, you can just say she died. Don't say she's going to Japan, because we're going to ask when she's coming back. When's she coming back?
August 18th, right after my birthday.
Wow, he's good. You're deeper in this lie than I thought.
Oh, don't worry, I've been working on it. No, you can ask them. They don't hate my girlfriend. It's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
unlike other people. Yeah. I was talking to myself.
No, it's just. I'm
Will someone go smooth that over? I'm
he doesn't like my girlfriend because then he can't have me.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. No, it's true.
That's a tough
position. You don't return my calls.
She doesn't let me return your calls.
Put a ring on it, dude. Fuck. Ask Mike's.
There's a return cock ring.
Cock ring. Very nice, Reed. Yeah. Very nice.
I've been having to shoot all day. Now I have one to myself.
All night.
But I have nothing more to say anymore, so. Fuck it.
Does your girlfriend abuse you like some other
people? Yeah, does this happen?
No. She's gentle with me.
That's a lie. That's a fucking lie.
She's a tough one, though. She used to play rugby and stuff. Used to kickbox. All sorts of stuff. Yeah, if she really pissed... If I really pissed her off, she could throw me through a wall.
Really?
Can we demonstrate this,
please? Here, I'll really piss her off, because I'm good at that.
we can tell that she's like,
already
achieved.
Right?
He's been working on
I
my
paid for a plane ticket.
That doesn't mean shit.
Really? Obviously. I'm learning that now. Thank you. I'm going back to school. This is awkward, but funny.
I don't know, I was all set to go on something clever.
I'm glad I've never
hit it.
Highbrow. No, and then he shouted out dicks and I completely forgot what he was
saying. Dicks!
That's why we don't invite him play.
We're at the opera the other night. It's like getting down to the climax and all of a sudden from the top balcony, dicks!
The Viking woman comes out and somebody says, oh, thank you, girl.
Oh god, can that please happen? I want that to happen so bad.
So, Rocky Horror Picture Show tonight.
We're all acting it out. Is that what's going on?
I don't know. Possibility. Has anyone been to that?
Yeah, I have.
Yes. Is it worth it?
No.
Have you ever been to one before?
Yeah. If your openly lesbian girlfriend likes the Rocky Horror Picture Show, is that door open? Yeah,
it's fun.
It's kind of open.
Right. It's a jar.
It's but a bowl. If you've never been
you
to
like
before,
you can set, hey, you look, Robert, you look like you can set a mean pick. If she comes busted through there, just... Like okay. That. That's another visual for the live
table.
All right.
It's fun. It's fun to do once.
Can you give me some Thorazine in a big syringe?
They play
at
a local theater, like a
day
night or whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. For the next 48 hours.
If it's a selling point, you can definitely throw a piece of toast and a bag of rice directly at someone's head.
What about hot dogs?
What?
I'm listening.
So like you know how they're like those like little things you're supposed to do during the show where like oh it's, I have a toast and you throw the toast at like
and
everywhere.
They do the time warp and then everyone jacks each other off.
Yeah.
Do you like to get paddled? If you do, go.
Oh yeah, no, you definitely.
Oh, I didn't get paddled. I had to walk underneath. Oh yeah, they did the initiation thing.
You
ever
done
it
before?
Oh god,
yeah. I saw him in Grease
2. Yeah, he does. Like he's a Grease 2 fan. He met at Adrian's and Matt. What are you talking about?
Can you believe it? Yeah.
Alright, so the next time we do this, we need to have a microphone for the crowd also.
And a camera pointed at them.
Well, there was no crowd when we started because of the technical difficulties.
Yeah, our crowd left.
And then the crowd came back.
Fuckheads.
It's the same crowd. I didn't catch any of those other ones. I could not pick that crowd out of a lineup.
Why does everyone in Milwaukee look the same?
Because we're all Asian.
Racist.
Sorry, just the Chinese ones. There.
I mean Japanese.
It's because of the dietary restrictions of Milwaukee.
You're also a liar. Your eyes are circular.
You, sir, are very perceptive.
That's what my mother says. You're on the diet. You're not the discipline. I can't wait for Drew to edit this.
I mean, the point was to get everyone together and just have fun.
The point was to party, not to do a podcast,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, you know, it, yeah, it almost would...
Because
I mean,
coming 2,000 miles to do a podcast just sounds
this
fun
is
ridiculous.
Perfunctory, contraptual ovulation type of stuff.
Thank you, lawyer.
Could you say that was Latin?
Ad infinitum.
Yeah. But like McChee was alluding to, like, you know, we're... Everyone's show is different, and
we couldn't not do this. Yeah,
right.
So we can't like
you
like,
can't get all these people here. Like I was telling my friends, we can't have all these people here and not have a show. So that's why we.
So right, it's like trying to combine a show. You know, McGee, we can do like a we probably do like 10 minutes on like hotel furniture, and then he's talking about you know getting high, and then Michael coming here and talk about.
Tits. Pooping in the ocean.
Pooping in the ocean.
That's right.
That was scary.
And what do we have?
And you have
we just have
air.
Dumb
I mean,
fucking shit comments.
An episode hasn't come out since
we just met each other.
Oh, don't talk about our friends like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty not nice. Hey, who smokes rolling tobacco here? I know one of his friends. Is it you?
Don't worry, man.
I can't find
I'm
it.
Trying. Do you know where to get some?
This is important for me.
The only place I know
you would
close
get
the cigarette stores, though, not the gas
stores. They're probably all closed. No, they're all closed by now. Yeah, everything's closed.
I've
by
given
now.
Up
yeah,
half an hour ago.
Yeah, knucklehead
has
closed.
Is it Christmas Eve?
Why are they closed? My ex-girlfriend took the wind out of my sails, so I'm just here killing time.
I didn't want to be the one who put the
game
together, but I think that's
going to
stick.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since
you brought us all down.
Yeah. We're here first. We all feel guilty about doing the show now. It's like,
I know. Dicks! Alright, are we ready
about our appearance, man?
You want to wrap this up and we'll go party?
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for coming, I guess.
I guess. Nice! Take two with more energy.
Thanks.
This was my dream come true.
Yes. My dream come true.
Say it.
I know. This is like your podcast. Your iPod just exploded in this room.
Right.
I mean,
I know. It's like
all your podcasts. Barry Manilow's going to walk
well,
in.
Well, I will say thank you very much for wearing our shirt. I appreciate it.
Well, I was slightly disappointed.
And Mike, thanks for wearing ours. That's going to be worth money when one of us kills the other one.
I think you're going to be
the blood splatters on it, you know?
I'm docile in person.
I was slightly disappointed because you guys were the first show I listened to.
Drew, just promise me you're not going to kill me and wear my skin as a coat. All
right. You guys are the first show I listened to, and I was hoping to be on the last show.
That's very
sincere. That could still happen.
That's true, that's true.
Although our voicemail, I didn't renew that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Google Voice.
Oh, the danger line.
Yeah. Well, the danger line, then we had the big deal line, but yeah.
So. I even suggested
like the scary story.
It's true. Yeah, that's true. You did say
I'm
going camping. I still got that.
Some wonderful
one. I guess I'll have to come to Michigan.
Yeah, we'll just meet up in Kalamazoo and we'll do the show.
It'll be disgusting.
But yeah, make sure you bring Danny. That'd be fucking awesome.
We're hoping. Yeah. If I ever need my buzz kill, I know where to go.
Not you though, just her.
Yeah, you're still rolling, man.
Can't bring me down, shit.
I am live.
Is this thing on?
Do you guys have any questions for the
panel?
This is the Q&A portion.
We're
Yeah, I do. How dead are you? Because she seems to not want to come back in here and talk to you.
That's why
this happened.
Wait. You can stay outside, bitch. Stop now!
She's chatting this.
She's been on the phone with my mom, being like, "Your son is a fucking asshole."
We'll work out after the show. It's
how many shows has this happened on now?
Every
like
how many shows
record?
Have we done? How many
world
shows have we done?
Breakups?
517 shows.
Yeah.
It's the breakup show.
Yeah. Everyone.
I'm gonna just rename it in a different way.
I'll rename the show the Breakup Show.
Yeah.
Do you ever have? I need you guys to learn through my mistakes and therefore have a better life because of them.
Do you ever have that song like you listen to when you're depressed?
Sounds like a
and like you just want
to abuse that photo.
Then you turn on the jam.
Like the Alanis Morissette song.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
When your life, when you think your life is just
that,
no good.
You guys should be in those ASPCA commercials.
Yeah. Does your life suck? Do you feel like you're going nowhere? Well, tune into this show because these people are really going.
It's not like watching Cops or watching Jersey Shore.
Yeah. It's like that. You feel better like based on someone else's trouble.
Misfortune.
Schadenfreude.
Exactly.
Freudian
slip. Dicks. Are we going to party with the half-baked guy tonight?
As long as we can go get some dicks tonight.
For you, Eddie, all the dicks you can eat.
A whole zip fuck bag.
Are you talking about Harlan Williams? Williams?
Yeah.
Is it there?
Thank you! Harlan Williams. Fucking A. Who has the internet here?
I got some sushi.
Did you just pull that out? Did she whisper that, huh?
I thought she was that
she's
tall guy.
I can tell.
The tall one, skinny guy?
Slowly older technology texting.
I'm going to make her even more mad by being really nice to you.
Are you going to buy her drinks tonight?
Is she coming back to the lake house? Is that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Is she? Are they coming back to the lake house? You guys are clean swingers, right? Because Drew said a couple of his friends were, and I just wasn't sure.
That's right there.
Jackpot!
He's a full tub of lovin'.
Whoa, wow. Dick! Wait. I was fat too, dude. It's cool. I got made fun of. And my name rhymes.
Hey, I'm half the man he is, though.
Don't you dare!
I'm half the man he is.
But you wait, as soon as he finds his dick, you're in trouble. Oh, I'm sorry, roasting is what I do best. I can't keep a show going, but if you give me someone to make fun of, I'll
have
all night.
Harlan.
Yeah. How far away is
Dick? About. How do you decide about dicks?
Let's pull all our podcasts.
So hold on. How solid is your guys' relationship? You guys good? Any chance? I'm just curious. I mean, I'm only here for a couple nights. You don't even have to break up, honestly.
You're going to pay me.
Well, I have... How much do we have left? It depends if I can get my money back for the other one out there. No, I'm just kidding, honey. I would never trade you.
No. I can't. I'm sure that you can't afford me anyway.
Probably. I mean, I think I have like $50 left. I'm sure that would be a down payment.
Layaway?
Layaway? I'll be back next year with the other $50. Alright, we've obviously come to the end of our time here. Obviously, we've worn out our
We've been
welcome.
Saying it for 20 minutes. Keep going.
That's right. Hey, we've been ending the show for how long now?
Yeah. That's what
we've got to end it four times because we got all these different shows.
Oh, right? Q&A, right, next question. The answer was yes. Next question.
Next question, the answer is four, and what about you? Yeah, go ahead.
Next question. Wolverine, ask a question. I'm serious, Comedy Central's gonna hire me. Next round. I wish I could grow facial hair.
Besides, you have actually seen anime.
Chobits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Reed, you don't count.
Fuck.
Okay. Was that because of Daniel?
Chobits, Wicked Sita. No. Ashira, Devilman, all the old shit. Nothing new, really. Ghost in the Shell, that kind of crap.
Was Vampire Hunter D?
Yeah, that doesn't really count, though, because they played that on TBS when I was like 12. Oh. Edit L. Anything with tentacles and...
Never
mind. This... This is another visual. Describe this.
Wait, does he really think this is the anime club?
I think so.
Wait,
do you want to tell him or should I?
Metallica concert?
Obviously. Are we rocking or what? I'm going to sue you all for copyright now. Next question.
Why are you guys so awesome and how can I be awesome like you?
You can. Confidence. I'm going to let Mike Jordan take
First of all, don't question. Start a podcast.
Okay. Why are we guys so awesome? And how can he be awesome like us?
Well, first of all, that's impossible because no one is awesome like us. But second of all, you can try.
Matt, do you have access to internet?
Oh, yeah.
We need internet.
Do you really want to have to deal with this three times a week?
Could you imagine what my life is like?
He said with the deadest eyes.
No, dead
you are crying inside.
I'm completely dead inside. I'm about to tear up right now, I'll tell you what.
Stop just crying.
I'm surprised you can still cry.
Hold on. I'll do it too.
I think you're lying.
Have you ever seen a man laugh with tears coming out of his face?
You know,
sad
you should,
clown.
To make some money, you should stand in a street corner with a sign that says, "We'll cry for food."
Yeah?
You're trying to come up with some money to get out here to Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd like to finish paying that off first.
Laugh with tears in his eyes, but yes. Then masturbate, yes.
On the internet.
Throwing that out there.
Of course, on the internet. Can I make a recommendation for you? I have a recommendation. You're the only one here with gray hair, and I don't know if that's a wisdom thing or if that's... You're not that older than me.
It's my Clooney look.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Fuck, I need to get that gray.
It's actually intention.
I actually just dyed it.
Gray.
Yeah.
It's not stress at all. No Miami stress-free, right?
Nope.
Big Willie style.
Does the carpet match the curtains?
Oh my god.
No, seriously.
You guys have been a lovely audience. One of the best I've ever performed.
All right, this is Stereo Radiation signing off.
Forever, okay.
Smell you.
All right, now can anyone
lock that door?
Very done.
First of all, give me a sandwich.
Well, that was...
Nobody even applauded. I need to just soak... No.
Wait.
I need to soak
in
this. No applause. I need to soak in this.
And then we go to Tim and...
Throw that
in. Steal on a boot and then go party.
Save that.
Okay, space cadets. Prepare to hurtle through the cosmos.
My name's Elvira, but you can call me... Tonight.
All systems, go. Prepare for countdown. Prepare for 7, 6, 5. It's Boink Room. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion. Room.
Yeah, bitch, my space.
What are you people? On dope?
Happy, joy.